House GOP Leaders Rally, Steve Scalise Endorses Trump for President. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on January 2, 2024. Republican House leaders are rallying behind former President Donald Trump, as House Majority Leader Steve Scalise, RLA, stands as the latest individual to formally offer his presidential endorsement. Scalise said in a statement, first reported by Fox News Digital, that American workers and families were thriving when Trump was at the helm. The economy was strong and interest rates were low. Grocery costs were affordable, and families could afford to buy a house and provide for their children, Scalise said, also pointing to the security of the border and decreased crime during Trump's first term. America had secure energy policies, keeping gas and utility prices low, he continued, concluding that the Biden administration has driven our country into chaos with skyrocketing costs. And hardworking taxpayers are the ones paying the price in more ways than one, he said, pointing to gas prices, housing costs, mortgage rates, and inflation, the latter of which reached the highest level in 40 years. Communities are not safe under Biden, he continued, noting that border encounters in fiscal year 2023 was the worst on record, adding that 169 individuals on the terrorist watch list were apprehended. Americans, he continued, are fed up and need a strong leader to fix the problems Joe Biden has created and, with rising aggression from adversaries abroad, deter foreign actors who wish to harm us. Only one individual, the Republican leader said, has the proven track record of being able to save our country and get us back on track, Donald Trump. He has done it once before, and I know he will do it again, he said, formally offering his endorsement. I am proud to endorse Donald Trump for president in 2024, and I look forward to working with President Trump in a Republican House and Senate to fight for those families who are struggling under the weight of Biden's failed policies, Scalise said, according to Fox News Digital. His endorsement follows that of House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, who has wholeheartedly endorsed Trump. I have endorsed him wholeheartedly, the speaker said during a November appearance on CNBC's Squawk Box. Look, I was one of the closest allies President Trump had in Congress. He had a phenomenal first term, he continued, adding that Trump's first 2 years in office brought about what he described as the greatest economic numbers in the world and not just the country because his policies worked. And I am all in for Trump. I expect he will be our nominee, and he will win it. And we have to make Biden a one-term president, he added. We have to do that. Notably, former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, has endorsed Trump as well, making that clear in December. Watch, Kevin McCarthy endorses Trump for president, willing to serve in cabinet. The endorsements come ahead of the January 15 Iowa caucus, which will officially kick off primary season as Trump's challengers still hope for a miracle after trailing him by double digits for months on end.